and it's hard that the people in the airport protested against Indira Gandhi. They said, give us rain.
Yes.
That is Vedic civilization idea. Why there is rain? No rain. The king should be responsible. One Brahmin lost his son. He immediately went to the king and asked him that the son had died before the death of the father. Why this irregularity? You are responsible. The idea is that king is representative of God. Because we are all sons of God. We have come here in this material world for our proper guidance. The king is responsible, the spiritual master is responsible, the father is responsible, the elderly persons are responsible. Because he told me that we have to work for other. That other is Krishna. He utilizes our intelligence for serving Krishna under the guidance of the king, of the spiritual master, the father. Then the society is perfect. That is ideal civilization. What is your opinion of this? How do you think this ideal?
I think it's. I wonder when it will come. Will it come on this level or what?
Immediately. Provided you take Pustaka.
Yes.
Immediately. It is not the question of when. Just like there is light, just in the back there is darkness. You can remain in that darkness and immediately come to the light. And from the light immediately come, go to the darkness. So this darkness and light, they are existing, coexisting. It is my choice whether to remain in the darkness or in the light. It's my side. As soon as you are in the darkness, there is no light. As soon as you are in light, there is no light. It is your choice. So this Krishna consciousness is light. And anything else is Maya. So we can accept either Maya or Krishna. If we take to Maya, then we spoil our energy and time. If we take to Krishna, we utilize your energy and time. Everything is there, ready. You haven't got to create. Everything is there. Just like night is there and day is there. You can keep yourself always in day. Do you know how to do it?
Going wrong, I suppose.
Yes. Nowadays it is not difficult. Because I started from India at 11 o'clock. And I came here at 8:30. The sunlight was still there. If we proceed still farther towards western side, the night will not be able to come. So you can travel always in the night. Don't allow. It is an example.
Why do we choose the dark?
Huh?
Why do we all choose the dark? Why are we all in the dark, most of us?
Dark means without Krishna consciousness, darkness.
Yes.
Yes, why do we usually choose the darkness?
When most people are
due to bad associations.
To
bad associations. Therefore, our society is associated. If we keep good association, then we don't touch the darkness. There is association. There is a song. Satsanga sari parinu asate vilas. Tekaname lagilamo karmamanda phas. Satsanga. Satsanga means association with the devotees. That is called satsang. So, the one poet, Vaishnava poet, is regretting that I did not keep association with the devotees. And I wanted to enjoy life with the non-devotees. Therefore, I have been entangled in the fruitive activities. Parma Vandha Phas. Entanglement. Here in this material world, we act, and the result is there. Again, we enjoy the result and act. Again, another result. We act, another result. Another, because as soon as you act, there will be some result, good or bad. So good or bad, by good result, we get good birth, good money, good body feature, good education. These are the effects of good work. And the effects of bad work, low-grade friendly, abominable, ugly bodily feature, no education, no money, poor. These are the two effects of material good and bad work. But those who are trying to be transcendental both to the good and bad ones, devotees, they are perfect. Because in this material world, either you do good work or bad work, you have to suffer the material conditions. Just like you are, suppose you are Englishman, you are well situated, but you cannot avoid the influence of the weather. That is a problem. Either you become rich man or poor man, and you have to undergo, get the light. Very sweet. So, our position is that we are in this material world. George has done that. I am in the material world. That's a very sensible song. It's good by realizing. Yes. So this material life is not good. Material life is not good in this sense. Because you have to change your body. Sometimes good work, sometimes not good man. Sometimes Englishman, sometimes cats, stop. Because after death, he'll get a body that is chosen not by you, but by the material nature. He'll create your body by your present activities, and nature will simply award that body. So long we have got this material body, the four kinds of miserable condition, reputation of birth, death, old age and disease, yes. Therefore, this human life should be equalized in such a way that we do not become subject to these four tribulations, birth, death, old age and disease. That is perfection. But people are not given that chance. The modern education, modern civilization, they have no knowledge. They do not know that there is life after death, although it is a simple fact. Just like in our present existence, we have got past, present and future. Just like you are a young man, you have your past, you are a child or a boy. Now, that is past. Present, you are young man. And in future, you are expecting to become old man. So, as you have got past, present and future, similarly, I am old man. I have my past. Like, why not future? What is the reason to deny it? Past, present, future, that is the time calculation. I am my past, I am now present, and what is my future? They do not care for the future. They are so blind. There must be future. So what I am doing for the future? Just like in this life we collect some money, keeping the bank balance, so that in future, old age, I may not be in difficulty. Similarly, what a human being should do for his future life, that he does not do. That he does, although past, present, future is there. So this is foolishness. He doesn't care for the future. So one who is foolish, without any knowledge of the future, whatever he is saying is defeated in ignorance, because it is ignorance. Just like a boy does not take education, does not think of future, and that's not very good. We must be prepared for the future. Future means less life. Yes. Yeah. So where is that civilization? Where is that education? That people are thinking for future life. Is there any educational system at the present moment? So everything is being defeated. Parabhavastavadabhudhajatam jyatam najisyatatapatattam. Abhudhajata, these are still fools, born fools. He does not inquire about the self-realization. So whatever he is doing, it is all defeat. He is spoiling his life. Because he does not know. Atma-tattam, the science of self-realization. So in ignorance, whatever you do, there is debate. And they're being defeated, and they're thinking, ah, victorious. This is God, man. This is God, man. So this Krishna consciousness moment is very scientific. We are trying to save the living entity from disastrous condition. This is the aim and mission of Krishna consciousness. It is not a religious sentiment. No, it is very scientific. And we have got so many books already printed, and many books from each and every one. You have seen our books?
I've seen them when we
talked
about it. Yes, you read carefully. Each and one carries volumes of meaning.
He's got the Bhagavad Gita that the Queen was reading. She was looking.
Bhagavad Gita, our Bhagavad Gita.
Yes. Queen Elizabeth is looking and she gave.
Yes. As far as possible, you should help everyone. How to become enlightened about his speech. That is real humanity. To save a human being from the future disastrous condition of life. That's like a father thinks of his son that he may not be unhappy in his future life. It is the duty of the king, it is the duty of the father, it is the duty of the spiritual father to see that he is subordinate. Is not fallen a victim of future disasters.
Didn't the Queen make some remarks about that? She said something.
Yes, she said how marvelous it would be to completely trust Krishna.
That's very right.
She said, what a relief to be able to pass all responsibility to Krishna.
Yeah, but that one has to learn how to surrender to Krishna. The sentiment is very nice. It is just getting from the royal, because she is, after all, favored. He has taken birth in the royal family. So it is not ordinary. Her intelligence must be extraordinary. So she has remarked like that. What is that exact one?
I think exactly what she said, how marvelous to be able to give all responsibility to Krishna.
Yes. Krishna is ready.
Yeah. If you said But
the thing is, from one side, Krishna expects something. Krishna is not a dead stone. Reciprocal. If you fully surrender to Krishna, then Krishna takes full responsibility. If you keep some reservation, Krishna also keeps reservation. This is when Krishna understands that you have fully surrendered, he takes full support for it. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sarvadhan maham paritajya maham itam saranam pari aham kva sarva paapi bho mokashyami. Krishna is always ready to take responsibility, provided we give. If we think that, let me do it my own way, and Krishna be responsible for my part, that is it. reciprocal. Responsive power is explain our ability to power. So by the grace of Krishna, we have got some position to try to understand this great science, Krishna consciousness, and spread it. Whenever it is possible, that will make your life sublime. Jare dakho tare paho Krishna upade. Chaitanya instant. Whoever you meet, you just give him the advice Krishna has given. Krishna has given all instruction and advice here in the Bhagavad Gita. So you simply repeat your legs. Krishna says, Sarvadharmān purpeti māmekam sarvam. Let us say, if you are surrendered to Krishna, you will be happy. What is the difficult? You fully surrendered to Krishna and simply ask people that you are to surrender to Krishna. Where is the difficult?
Sometimes people ask, if I surrender to God, give everything to God, then how will the state go on? How will the work, the factories, how will all of that go on?
That Krishna is taking the Krishna said, Om Kvasa Kupati Bhama Prasad. He takes responsibility. Otherwise, what is the use of surrendering to Krishna? He takes responsibility.
It can't go wrong.
No. Krishna said, Om Kvasa Kupati Bhama Prasad. Actually, Krishna is doing everything. We are thinking and we are doing nothing. Yeah, just like he has become a famous sculptor. Why he could not? Why? What is it? Krishna is helping. Sarvasvacaham vidishanni vishya. I am sitting in everyone's heart. When you walk, Krishna says, do like this. It is the perfect language. So Krishna is guiding. So everyone is being guided by Krishna. Even in this condition of life. And when you fully surrender, how much guidance you come? Yes, yes. Even without surrender is there. Without his guidance you cannot do it.
It's true.
You cannot do it. You cannot do anything. Sarvasvacaham vidishanni vishya. Mahtasvatijnanamapurusya. Krishna is guiding everyone. Even an ant. Krishna is giving information. Mr. Ant, there is grain of sugar, you can go there. Immediately. Otherwise, how you get the information? For him, 100 miles are a grain of sugar. And he goes there. You did nothing for him. Who informs?
Field is very much a man trying to make stuff, so because it is impossible for a man. One can't do it. Then one has to wait and be passive. And
it is Krishna without the intelligence. You cannot walk. So Krishna is guiding already. But he is guiding at the present moment according to your wings. He wanted to do it all right. Krishna is giving it. Do it. But when he will agree to act according to the wings of Krishna, that is purpose.
How do you agree to this?
Eh?
How does one agree to this?
There is process.
Yeah.
Yes. You have to learn it. bodies, and then we act according to my means. And in liberated state, we act according to Krishna's means. That's all. That is the difference. That is the difference. This is just the Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna wanted to act according to his means. Oh, he's not running. I, he's my grandfather, he's my teacher. This was the problem. This was the problem. Krishna, I don't know, I cannot fight. And then at last he agreed to act according to the means of Krishna. Yes, Krishna Vajana. Nashta moha sudhi labhya. Find out this verse. Nashta moha. Whatever we are speaking, there is a difference. We don't speak anything according to our needs. No.
Nasta moha, svikir, labda, tvat, prasadan, mayayuta, kitos migata sandeha, krishe vachanam tava. Arjuna said, my dear Krishna, O infallible one, my illusion is now gone. I have regained my memory by your mercy, and I am now firm and free from doubt, and am prepared to act according to your instructions.
Mary, I am prepared now to act according to your means. This is it. When he was trying to act according to his means, the necessity of instruction of Bhagavad Gita was there. And when he heard Bhagavad Gita, he said, now, it's all down. I will act upon it. This is very important verse. Changing the whole picture. This is Krishna consciousness. Same Arjuna, same fighting, same battlefield, everything is same. But it's still, everything is changed. The consciousness is changed. Externally nothing changed. Internally changed. This change is required for perfection.
So one doesn't have to give up his...
No. Arjuna was a soldier. He was a fighter. The battlefield was there. The war was there. Everything is there. He did not. He took to Krishna consciousness. That means he gave up the field and went there. He remained there. But simply the consciousness was changed. He was not willing to fight on his own account. He changed his opinion. Yes, now I shall fight. By your grace, my all doubts are not gone. This is the path. This is purpose. And that's the picture of Krishna is dying. One, the link such on.
This picture in Georgia Devil?
Yeah. When I was young, my mother died. I was very unhappy, and I read the bit of Krishna Test to Arjuna that which is real always exists, and that which isn't real never exists at all. And then I stopped being unhappy. But this book, because this book is, it tells you everything.
This Bhagavad Gita, it should be very widely spread and formulated by the civilized man.
But it's read in this country by the intelligent people, but as literature, they don't think it applies to themselves.
What is that? Yes, Krishna's often said, yes. Whatever you say, I do. My fault of what Krishna wants, we can have a lot of things. That is Krishna.
And not everyone has the benefit of the personal instruction of Krishna, and then how does he know?
That is that, the spiritual master. If you are not in direct contact with Krishna, but your direct contact with his representative. Right? Just like in a big office, all in the government. Is everyone in direct contact with the Queen? But the different departments. They have no realization. So Krishna is helping from without, from within. Within is a supernatural, and without a spiritual. So he is ready to help you, both ways. Utilize his mercy. In your life, he is ready to help you from within and from without. Krishna is so kind. The kindness, the mercifulness of Krishna, nobody can repay. Every birth is with me. Can I say? Why you are acting insignificantly? Just turn towards me. That was right. Along with me, living entity, every kind of body, either a demigod body or a fox body, is still Krishna. Sadvasta chaham vidishan nivishan. Giving some prasad.
They say it will be coming any moment. They're bringing some prasad.
Is there any other paper? It is a very impressive picture.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah. And they are bringing a rival for nature. So this movement is a rival. They were there, which is the nation. But the hero. Now, Krishna is going to be a hero. He being a good admission, a rival for mention. Actually, it should be.
No one even remembers now. I never.
Lord Lincoln, he fought the Spanish battle, I think. He died, but became victorious. I think the prince, last Elizabeth. What's up?
Yes, last words. England expects that every man is able to be suited.
Hold up.
He was a hero because he died young, I think.
Yeah, he is. But then the Lord left us on Stewart's man.
Oh, yeah.
Now the pigeons are sitting on his head.
Huh?
Now the pigeons are sitting on his head.
I've just come from Morocco. I've been with the King of Morocco, who is, it's very strange because he is an absolute ruler. And when an ordinary man is an absolute ruler, it's rather dangerous.
No, the man is real. Krishna is present to me. That is all right.
Yeah.
Is he fast?
Yes, he prays 5 times a day. He's a Muslim.
The king should be representative of God. That is ideal. But he thinks that this kingdom is my property. And let me enjoy it by my sentences. There it is all. Go. If he thinks himself as representative of God, that's like we think. Therefore, we are after our disciples. Do this, do that, do that, do that. We want to see that my disciples also become Krishna conscious. Remember, it is the king's duty to see that every citizen becomes God conscious. That is representative of God. That is the first thing. The division must be there, and it is the duty of the king to see that everyone is discharging according to his responsibility. That is king. The Brahmin is acting exactly like that. The Kshatriya is acting exactly like that. The Vaishya is like that. It is the duty of the king to see that no one is unemployed. Everyone is engaged in his own occupational duty. That is it. And they must feel security of life, property, anxiety. That is perfect. And here at the present moment, nobody is confident whether he is leave after an hour. Anyone can take your property and die at any moment. There is no protection. There is no protection. And so for anxiety, there is no length and breadth. People are always full of anxiety. Unemployment. These things should not be. No unemployment, no anxiety, no feelings of insecurity, and that is good God. Nowadays there are police force, but the only reason is police force. You go on the streets, somebody stands here, what police can do? If somebody takes out your money, from your personal pocket, what the police can do. They'll take some note.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. One boy was stole from us. I told the police, we told him exactly where he was at the airport, Manchester, going on flight such and such to America tomorrow, plenty of times after him. They didn't do anything. Well, they sent my inspector to take notes. Many notes.
That's it. No security. And 99% taxes. You see, the one. They're very much accurate to take taxes. And there is no guarantee of security. It is.
Mm-hmm. Has it ever been perfect? Has it ever been on earth in the material world perfect with its
voice?
Presence?
5,000 years ago. It was not perfect. The whole world, this planet, was being ruled by one king. And they are all happy. That is in the history. 5,000 years ago. Maybe less than 10,000 years ago. The history was different. The difficulty is that as soon as one is lost from his culture, he becomes the enemy. One being that he is the opposite. That is different between human being and animal. Human being must be in culture. Animal cannot be culture. So a human being without culture is no different. But culture is lost. They have missed the aim of life.
They think they have culture. They think they have culture.
Why is this culture? A human being is killing so many animals. He knows that kind of business culture. But less than that. Who kills? The tiger kills. But also, the human being killing innocent animals. And Christian religion therefore, thou cannot kill. But they are killing. What is the culture? Killing culture. That's not culture. What do you think?
Must be something else.
How a human being can kill another human being or another animal? Unnecessary. And if you kill, there is law, life for life. But they have made laws for human beings. When an animal is killed, he is not a criminal. But in the God laws, you cannot have one. If you kill an ant, you must have one. That is God's law. You can avoid man-made law, but you cannot avoid God-made law. That is one. You must respond. If you kill an ant, even without knowledge, they are responsible. Such simple laws are there. So we must know our responsibility. without knowledge, if we kill, he responds. And with knowledge, there is no question. Where is that question? They advertise, leave and let leave. What is that? Do they do that? That's it. They want to leave at the expense of others. Why not let leave others? What is that question?
Now there is a famous cinema being shown called Live and Let Die.
That is good question. Yes.
Favorites, everyone likes it.
Yes, let others die, you see.
And yet our human has to fight in the war, isn't he? In the Bhagavad Gita, he still had to release, but he didn't matter him killing if it was Krishna's responsibility.
Fighting or killing, when it is done for under the guidance of Krishna, that is the finance. Just like a soldier fights on behalf of the king, and the more he kills, he gets better. The same soldier, as soon as he kills one man, he's bad. He cannot say, the soldier, that in the battlefield I killed 100 men and I was rewarded. Now I have killed only one man, I am being hanged for this. Why? He is hanged. Because he killed on his own account. And the battle thing, he killed on the state's account, he was rewarded. So, there is difference between killing. When there is a real righteous fight for good cause, that fighting is all right. Just like the state is punishment, one person, man should be hanged, killing. So who is blaming the state? Oh, the state is killing this man. That is right. It is good fun. Very Munuswami has a good background. So similarly, everything is good when it is done for the good and God is good. That is Krishna. And everything is bad when it is done for mind. Yes. So these wars are declared not for Krishna's sake, by the politicians' greed. So they must be responsible for this.
Right. The Vietnam?
Any war. They create the means. Anything you do, you still be responsible. Anything you do.
It's funny that John F. Kennedy, he started that Vietnam War and he was shot down.
He started that? What?
Yeah.
What is the question now, Nixon? He's going to be in peace.
Practically he is, but
he's former.
Yeah. He's not gone. He's dead.
But he's fixed his position. That is his position. He should have been done. He upright my fire line. You do not like me, Aisha. That whole thing is possible. But he's a policeman, he's taking to his position.
Well, yes, God creates it. This used to be the aspect of God that we are attached to.
But the God behind we don't know.
Yes. And that is our punishment. That we do not know that behind this material cosmic manifestation, there is God. The information we get from Bhagavad Gita. Maya darshena prakriti sriyate satchakarachanam. That means this cosmic manifestation is creation of God. The vast water is created by God. The vast land is created by God. Everything is created by God. Do you believe that?
Yes. Yeah.
That's right. So, if everything is created by God, then when you create something, is it your property or God's property?
Of course.
That's it.
Yeah. But it feels like it when one creates it, one's surprised and didn't know what it was going to be like and cannot explain it.
No. God supplies the ingredient. Mm-hmm. That just like you are working on stone. But where supplies the stone?
Is this I can understand?
Yes. Then, you are working on the stone with your intelligence. But where supplies the intelligence? You are working with your hand. But who has supplied in the hand? In this way, if we consider that everything belongs to God, therefore the reason must be given to you. This is the Krishna consciousness.
Sometimes one gets in the way, sometimes one, when one's own wishes intrude, one can spoil what's being made by trying to put one's own ideas at the wrong time.
Yeah.
But at other times, even with somebody as bad as it is me, something else does come through, doesn't it? What should be there if one senses and stands back and lets it come?
Sometimes it is not successful.
We try artificially to impose our idea on something, say a sculpture. Sometimes we make a mistake, it comes out not good.
That mistake is your response.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because at the present moment, as I told you, we are acting according to our wish. If there is mistake, then I am responsible.
Sometimes they call inspiration. They say, oh, I've been inspired. They create something beautiful by automatically almost. What is that inspiration?
That inspiration means you created an idea that I want to do like that. And because you are persistent to act, the God helps you, all right, here, and that is it. But you are responsible. God gives you, you are persistent, and I must act. All right, wait, then it's. We should not do that. Unless it is desired by God, we should not act faith. That is what. Anna vilasita sunnam jnana dharmana. Anupulli na krishnanshi. Nāvilāsita-sunnam. You should not have any list for your satisfaction. Then it is God as one. Yena parmāvanā.
But if there is some desire to make something beautiful, to give to Krishna, if one wants to be...
Like Krishna is accepted not from an ordinary man, unless a devotee. If you think that I shall do something for Krishna without having any relationship with Krishna, how Krishna is accepted? Krishna accepts only from the devotee. He does not accept anything from anyone else. He is not in want. He is not in want. He is complete in himself. But when a devotee gives his love and faith, he accepts Father. Thank you. There is another thing. Otherwise, he doesn't require anything from him. What beautiful thing you can give to Krishna? He can create thousands of beautiful things. What power you have got? Why should you desire like that? But if you are devotee, and then it is beautiful and ugly, it doesn't matter. If you give to Krishna a good faith, he likes it. It doesn't matter. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Patram pusvam palam tuvayam jubi bhaktya prajacchati. He doesn't require anything. But bhaktya, in devotion and love, he can one of us. In literally, little. Prava. Kadaham pasrami. Like it said. A little flower, a little leaf, what benefit will do to Krishna living? But he said, still I accept, because it is offered in faith and truth. And there is a different thing.
It's funny too, when David went to see the queen one day, he took 15 of our small rubies. They're not worth much compared to her crown.
Oh yes, certainly.
But he told her that they were like, she said, well, what shall I do with them? He said, well, they're... consider them, Your Majesty, like flowers offered to you by one of your subjects, and she became very pleased to see it like that.
Yes. What is the value of those gems to her? But if some citizen offers in good faith and love, she accepts.
Is it right thinking to think that one, although one can't give anything, Krishna of course has everything, should one not praise him?
No, no.
Because
you should praise him, certainly. Yeah. That is one thing. That is one thing.
Because
Prasadam prasthi matrena bhutrapam. Okay. Was it Harua?
Yes. Yes, the cream. The cream of England is
if the monarch becomes ideal, it'll be very nice.
Mm-hmm. There's still a feeling in all other countries, everyone thinks, I can become the leader, I can become president, I can become prime minister. But in this country, everyone still must think, I cannot become the king, I cannot become the king. The king is something higher.
Making also the new coins for the country, and they were thinking of leaving off the words "Fid Def," which means in Latin "defender of the faith," and I refused to do it if they left that off the coin, because it's the most important. It means she's it acknowledges that she is the although it's only a tradition, but she's the defender of the faith of the people. And they said, oh, this is just now an archaism, but I've got to leave it in. To praise, I feel, and I may be wrong, I'm going to ask you, when I make a piece of sculpture, the other day I made two dancing figures. They were just a boy and a girl dancing. But I felt that this was praising God, because these were as God, I tried to make them as God had made them, and in joy and simple but happy. And is this presumptuous, or is this right to try to praise the creation by making stuff?
Oh yes,
that's all right. Because one sometimes feels that one doesn't know enough about it to do this, you know?
Better than that is to Praise the Creator.
Sculpting is such a nice art. It's very poisonous. I mean, what this is doing.
You've done cut so many percentages of all crystals. In India, the sculptor used to do like that.
All over the world, art business was to make a scene of spiritual scene.
There's no great art that isn't religious that isn't to do about God. There's art about man that already debates, isn't it? This must be. But I feel that if one even people like me, the ordinary people making ordinary things, if it is praising nature, because nature is an aspect of God, isn't it? And a,
yes.
And a pure one, not spoiled. Anyway, that's what I tell myself. I mean, if one makes a bird, if it has the feeling that because Krishna breathed life into it and made it, and if one can reproduce this and get the spirit of it, that's praising.
Yes, that is also indirect praising, but you can't praise indirectly.
I think part of the struggle is dark. No one has any information about God.
They do not know what is God.
Yeah. They can't pray directly because they don't know what he looks like or what he does.
What is it behind this halwa? Something is coming out white.
It's like the cleaning.
So, how do you like our philosophy?
I like it, admire it very much. I don't know. I don't know very much.
I know. How can you know? But there are basic principles of philosophy.
Yeah. I was more or less brought up. My mother told me when I was very small that the Bhagavad Gita was the most important book in the world. And the Upanishads and the Vedas. I've always known that it was true, but one's knowledge is very shallow. It's always felt true. Is what I mean. Because an artist, a sculptor goes more by feeling than by thinking.
Sometimes, in your by your convenience, you can come to our temple and see how there is a good devotion.
Oh,
also one can tell a little bit about the your teaching, right? People one knows were taught. I know Sam and I know George, and they've changed. George has grown much more than the others. But I knew them when they were very young, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And, George now has gained enormously in spiritual stature.
He's very clever.
Oh, yes. But he now is wise as well as just clever, you know?
He's fortunate.
And so, from there, I think,
Samsundar has tried his utmost to convince him about Krishna consciousness. That can kill him.
Because it went on so long, we didn't stop. He said, I would have come for a third
time. Even get some more police. Some of our artists may paint this picture. I liked it.
It's very good.
Yes.
It was taken in such a way so that the cart looks like it's almost as tall as this island.
Very clever person to thought of this idea.
No other public.
I didn't see the newspapers today. I saw two or three, but on Sunday the reporters do not work. So if there were reporters coming, they came outside of their work hours. Something I heard on television last night, though, there was a half-hour program.
Oh.
Wasn't that you saw?
Yeah, on the news, they had a long sequence.
You have seen?
No, Ron Shore said it was very first class. Every statement was very positive.
What was that word you used to glorify?
Glorify.
They glorified the whole parade on television. They didn't make fun of it or
nobody should make fun.
It wasn't just an objective report, but they said it was good. It was nice. It was good.
We want to appreciate it.
The last thing they said on the program was, perhaps this will give us something to think about for a long time.
No one could deny it. You've never seen such a colorful parade, such a cool festivity.
very glad that you have come and have taken prasadam.
Thank you, sir.
And we had very good talks on. I'm very glad.
I'm hoping George will come tomorrow. He has indicated he will come Tuesday.
That is Beijing, you can watch your. What the situation?
Even at night, the stars are shining. The day is rising.
Okay, then listen to God. Is it not?
Yeah.
Who turned to eat?
He's here.
And it's not causing any trouble either.
At least, not yet.
Not
yet. They must have improved. I don't know. I don't think. Who turned to eat?
No hunger.
Don't.
It's so hot, Dan. You don't want to eat.
Yeah.
Honestly.
one tries to praise the Creator by directly with his ability, but obviously you know what's
important. That is only done that best.
By his work.
Yeah. To glorify God means to glorify the nature, just like yesterday, boy and woman, just from Prabha, Prabhavato, Jagadanda, Koti, Koti, Shasri, Vishnu, Shadhi, Vindam, Tat Brahma, Nispranamanam, Tamate, Sabhutam, Govindamadi, Purusham, Chavam, Vajani. Now, the whole creation is there. Just some Prabha, Prabhavato, a sound body, body rays of the soul, which is called Brahma Jyoti. On account of the sunshine, the whole universe is existing. So similarly, there is a sign, bodily sign, but it's called Brahma Jyoti. So when the Brahma Jyoti is there, then innumerable universes are created. Just the prabha prabhavatu. When the effulgent Brahma Jyoti is there, innumerable universes are created. Just a prabhava prabhavatu, jagadanda koti. Jagadanda means anywhere. Koti. Anywhere. Just a prabhava prabhavatu, jagadanda koti suru, vasudhari, bhuti vindam. And each universe is magnetic with innumerable number of planets. And each planet has got different atmosphere. Now the whole universe is this fact. Go in the one to something. Just suppose, the beginning, whose effulgent has created. That means simultaneously you praise his creation, at the same time you get the universal knowledge. How many universes are there? How they are situated? What is the atmosphere? Everything, get a glimpse of idea at the same time. Govind Namani. Come on. This is your.
So, you see, in the creation of God, it also traces back to the Creator.
Yes.
Okay.
Creator means the Creator. Just like when I see the picture of somebody sculptor. So, who has done it? I can say it. To appreciate the Creator means you have to come to the point appreciating the Creator, otherwise it's not finished. All your knowledge is imperfect still. So these scientists, they are simply trying to study the creation. They have no knowledge about the creator. That is the defect. Neither do they try, neither they can understand. They are so foolish and poor point of knowledge. They should try to understand the creator. Then the knowledge is perfect. Just like the scientists, they are theorizing that life began from matter, chemical. But what from the chemicals came? Very essential knowledge. They said chemicals exist. We have no such experience. Just like we ate some puri, puri had to be created. Not that existed.
this is existing, but when I require, I have to create it. A good example, chemicals. What form the chemicals take? Oh, that is answer to the Bhagavad Gita. In this way you have to study. Simply to study the creation, that is imperfect knowledge. When you come to the creator, then it's perfect. It's like that. If you see simply his sculptures, some of the things, that is not perfect knowledge. Why this book is David Way? Now you go to the creator. And the all appreciation is there. Credit is being there, and that is what counts. Otherwise you see so many stones are there, figures are there. But when you study that this is the creation of such and such artist, sculptor, and he's such and such, then that is what study.
Just like by my knowing David, it's very easy to understand his sculpture.
Yes.
But someone who's just seeing a sculpture, they don't know what...
That is not perfect, no.
They don't know what he's done.
Yes. That is not perfect. Perfect knowledge is when you understand the creator. What do you think?
I think, yes. I'm not sure, but the analogy, I think with the greatest, well, it is true, because with the greatest sculpture, one that does get to be the full understanding, but if one really understands the universe, then one would see God, I suppose.
No. He has to finish that. He has to understand who has created this image.
Yes. But if a great artist was no longer alive, people would...
No, but the God is not like that. No,
that's what I mean. The analogy falls down, isn't it?
Yeah. God is not like that.
But you're saying that it's better to first penetrate and understand God, then understand the universe.
Yes, that is my purpose.
Before I understand, trying to understand God by the universe.
And science almost denies the existence of God in all of existence.
That is the Ruskin. These Ruskins say like that. Anyone who denies the existence of God, he is Ruskin number one. Indian. And anyone in India, a great scientist or philosopher, let him come. If he says that I don't believe in God, then I shall prove that you are Ruskin number one. That I shall say.
We'll bring you some scientists.
Yes. So many scientists, psychologists, philosophers, chemists.
But the greatest scientists have are the humblest.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That is real knowledge. When one becomes humbler, oh, God is so great. That is real scientist. I think Professor Einstein, he admitted.
Yeah. He said that I want to know how God created the universe.
Yes.
Everything else is...
That means he is still thinking my knowledge is imperfect because I do not know about God. That is real scientist.
Just studying one small part of God's creation.
Oh, yes.
Is
nicely. Oh, God has created this flower. How nice artist he is, how he has put the color exactly to the same point. There is no hand. This is business. This is going on. There is hand of God. But how his hand is working, we do not know. That is explained in the Veda. Parasa Sakti Dividhaiva Sriyas. He has got so certain power that it is working. But we are seeing that it is automatically being done. But it is working. He's working. Just like we work to paint one flower, we require a brass collar and so many things. Similarly, he also requires. But his requirements are supplied so quickly that we see it is being of automatic. That is it. Because he's so perfect and unlimited that his working capacity we cannot follow. These are explained in the Upanishad, that God has no head, but he can go so fast that nobody can come to him. These are the statements and the Upanishad. That he goes so fast that nobody can come to him. Nobody can go with him. That is God's energy. So why does he say God has no leg? That when he has no this imperfect leg, he has goose, he has got so perfect leg that nobody can walk with him. This is it. Not that God has no leg. He has got leg, but not this rascal leg. After walking 3 miles, that's finished. Not leg. Not leg. Pasati as a true, he sees, but he has no eyes. These are the statements of the Veda. He has no eyes. It's like we have got eyes, but we cannot see beyond this wall. But he can see everyone's heart, what he's thinking, what he's doing, everything. He cannot hide anything from him. Pasati, that is his thing. Pasati, achakku, as soon as we hear something seen, immediately understand the relative term that one must have eyes to see. That when the Veda says achakku, immediately warns that don't think God has got eyes like you. Because as soon as we think of eyes, we think of our eyes. We cannot think that there can be eyes which can penetrate everywhere. We cannot think of that. Therefore, they become impersonal. Because we rascals, when we think of God's personality, we think of our personality. So we are imperfect, therefore how God can be person? If he must be. That's opposite. Imperfect knowledge. They cannot think with impersonalism that God is personal, but all his bodily construction is perfect. Sachidananda Vigraha, Ishara Bhava Krishna, Sachidananda Vigraha. That is the benefit. That means poor fundamental. The in-person cannot think that having eyes, how one can see everything all at a time, past, present, and future. But that is impossible by us, because we have got imperfect eyes. Therefore, they conclude, no eye. He must do without eyes. Imperfect.
So, if God is a person with eyes, legs, he stays in one place?
But again, the same. You are comparing with yourself. Because your person can stay in one place. That means you are simply comparing the personality of Godhead with your personality. That you have to forget. He stays everywhere. Goloka Yavani Pasati, Agila Atma Bhuta. Therefore, you have to contract the authoritative basic reason. This answer is there. Goloka Yavani Pasati. He is living in Goloka Vrindavan. Still, he is everywhere. You can act in calm. You are in this apartment. You are not in your office. But Krishna, although he is in Goloka Vrindavan, he is everywhere, in everyone's house. He is seeing everything. And that you can realize it. I will spot you. That means he wants to compare you with your, this foolish, imperfect personality with God's personality. And that is your thing. He is distinct from our personality, but he is a person. Nitya, Nityana, Chetana, Chetanana, Eka, Yu, Bhuvana, Vidhana, Chikaman. Then he is also a person like that, he is also a living entity like that. But what is the difference? He is a maintainer, we are maintained. How many persons you can maintain? And a family of two children and one wife, they are embarrassed. And he is maintaining everything. He is the Bhuvana of Vidhana. Any one of the living entities, he supplies food, everyone. He supplies food, the ants within the hole of your room. There are thousands of ants. You are not supplying food. How are they getting food? Similarly, you go to the African jungle. There are thousands and millions of elephants. They eat a one at a time. Huge fat, huge input. Eka ju bhavanam vidhudhati kamas. In the air, within the water, there are so many living entities. In the air, there are so many living entities. On the land, there are so many living entities. Everywhere. How is feeling? That is the distinction between God's personality and ours. We are embarrassed to maintain a family of 4 or 5 members. And he is maintaining the whole family of living entities. Not only one planet, there are innumerable planets, and not only innumerable planets, one universe, there are innumerable universes. And these all is taken together, this is 1/4 creation of God. The 3/4 creation of them is spiritual world. Just imagine how big it is. All of them being maintained by that one. This is different. Come on. Ego ji bahunam vidhadhatika. This is the distinction. Hey Krishna. So you can at any time visit our temple, you can understand, try to understand the conception of God. We shall try to explain. But we can at least, so far our knowledge is concerned, we have got a clear conception. What is meant by God? Therefore we do not accept the so-called dogs as God. No. So many people come, I am God. We kick on their face. We don't accept as cheap gods. God is one, and is all one. That is our concept. we are outside of itself. If anyone says that I'm servant of God, he is welcome. He is my master. The servant of God is my master. And if anyone claims to become God, I kick on his face. This is all. Because this pretender, cheater, he should be punished immediately. So, there are other papers also published. You have seen? No.
You saw inside the pictures? Yes. But this picture is... Yeah. The other pictures were quite revealing too, because they showed Englishmen, Indian people, foreigners, everyone.
And they were in the sense that we have distributed three prasadas.
Yes. So, all inside.
Yeah.
Just before, maybe 2 months ago, the boy who was in charge of Pratyaksha, Mahavishnu, he was in so much torment because where was the money going to come from to create such an extravaganza? He wanted to have the best festival ever made. And suddenly he got a letter in the mail. Your aunt has died and it's left you £8,000. So with that money, he has spent everything for Krishna. Just to glorify. He even printed the magazine.
His aunt's money has been properly delayed.
What arrangements do you want to make for making a lot of how much time do you need?
Oh, no, later on.
Translator? What is that?
Your translator?
Translator? Yes, everything is ready. Oh, where's seven that came from? Yes. He has not come back?
Yes, he's returned with his suitcase. And here is it at the airport. They would not give it to him because it was in my name. So they gave a form. I have to fill out the form and then anyone can pick it up.
Who are you closing it?
Those are open all 24 hours. Yes, I think I have the
form on the way. I still have the form,
I think they're open.
There's
24 hours. Oh, that's fine. They do it. I think you have to pay some money.
Yes.
I just got your coin today. It's only worth 3 or 4 pounds.
Not bad.
Remember?
1 rupee.
Yeah. That's not bad for 1 rupee.
Yeah.
And then what is this mint? 1835 rupee piece. Sure.
Indian rupees.
Indian rupees. And we thought it might be pretty valuable. So, what happened to you?
Mm-hmm.
We went to 3 lessons.
The highest bid was it?
The highest bid I got was 1 pound. Instead, if it was in mint condition, we'd get 2 pounds.
Yes.
He said if it was in perfect condition, mint condition, then he would give me 2 pounds. But in this condition, only 1 pound. He brought out many samples of all the rupees with different
He said 3 pounds.
He told me. Right? He said it's only worth 2 or 3 pounds. One man says 3 pounds.
No, I don't just say
if we go around the city, we could probably get 4 pounds for it.
Well, then it is right, I'm saying.
All right.
I don't want any antique.
Yeah. Over there. Which team is this? British.
I think Queen Victoria's father, King William.
There.
Did you know?
When David was commissioned by the Queen's husband, Edinburgh, he went before a committee of the Duke and Helen Hickok.
Well,
he won a competition over many others for that privilege to make the point. And his point was that the queen, mother of the queen on the real army coin, it should not be false representation. It should be, what was it you're telling us? It should be as she is, depicted as she is. And they did not agree. But then he showed you an old British coin, what the year was
it? Yes, well, Queen Elizabeth I, the gold coin, very beautiful one. And I said this was a work of art, and I showed them this very beautiful thing. And I said I could do you one like that, so I got the job. He was very annoyed.
East India Company, it says on.
Yes.
So the coins were given out by the East India Company.
Yes, customer, the British are right there as East India Company. Two. And trade connection.
This guy's. we should sell it for any price?
Yes. For money, people could purchase any amount of coins from the currency.
From who?
From the currency, government currency. Any amount of coins. In our childhood, why our childhood, when we were young men, the India, generally, they liked guinea gold, British guinea, what is called? Pound. So in India it was available, any amount. You pay price and pay, and they would melt it and make ornament. That guinea gold. There was no restriction. You can purchase any amount.
Why all of a sudden it changed?
Huh? Why? They have lost all gold. There is no gold, it's simply paper. That's all. Simply blazing. Yes, you get money. But you'll never get. In the bank also, any amount of gold you can purchase. Bank was canvassing. They will take gold from us. She said, no, where does gold go? Nowhere, all over the world, you cannot purchase gold. Even in America.
You can purchase some places, but the price is so high. It's small, man.
Jewelries you can get.
Yes.
But you cannot get out of the gold. Suppose you purchase gold there, if you want to take out, they will not allow.
That is fine.
Huh?
Officially not.
And these currency notes, the price has, commodity has gone so far due to this rascal currency. Because your enemy country, they print counterfeits and they overflood in the country. Now how you can check it? You cannot check. I know during what time a Chinese man was coming in Calcutta and he had a purchasing agent. He was my friend. They would come and he'd give a list of goods, especially rare medicines. And he would deposit a bunch of notes. You spend, purchase, and whatever. That means all those notes are counterfeit.